Yeah, I think sometimes it also sounds like so far fetched and hard to achieve and unobtainable that it's easy to dismiss and give up on, you know. And for someone that finds great value in automating a lot of the simple things, I have another book over here, and it's Automate the Boring Stuff with Python. But it doesn't have to be Python, but the point is automate the boring stuff, the stuff that we don't need to be doing, you know, that doesn't need to take up our time. And what I find when you automate things is that, like, it provides value in the other areas of your, you know, experience or expertise, where now I don't have to spend all this time working on these spreadsheets. Now I can focus on, you know, organization. I can focus on you know, all the other tasks in my to-do list and all the other, I mean, we all have a limited amount of bandwidth of what we can do for APRSC or even in our jobs and whatnot. And so if you can take some of that load and put it on the computer, which it's really good at doing those kind of things, and it's right here in front of us, and we all have these space age cutting edge devices that can calculate and do a lot of fancy stuff if you let it, you know. It's to me, it's a shame when people are doing things manually, and it's hard for me to watch, and I cringe, because it's like, man, this could be a lot easier, and we're very inefficient in the way that we're doing X, Y, and Z, and I'd really like us to do this, but it's really hard to get people on board when they don't see the vision, you know. So, but, you know, I don't know. I don't want to beat that dead horse, because I can talk about that all day long. Instead, what the best thing I find always is to just put your nose down and code. Just shut up, get out of your own way, and do what you have to do, and then you'll get your moment in the sun for everybody to see what you're doing, and then everybody likes it, and then you're like, ah, oh, finally.